Weekend. We are America Weekend. Thanks for joining us so much, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. And as you know, Val, we talk about tech from time to time, new startups, exciting things, developments in the technology space.
I love tech stuff.
I know you do. And I think you'll be interested in this, too. Everybody knows what Uber is or Lyft or one of those ride-sharing programs.
Have you ever Ubered?
I have not Ubered.
I have.
Yes. And was it an enjoyable experience?
My first Uber experience was a super Uber experience in Chicago.
Yes.
In the city of Chicago. And my first ride was free because I was referred, so I got a credit. Mm-hmm. Somebody gets a credit. Brilliant marketing campaign. And it worked so well in Chicago.
You downloaded the app and figured it out right there?
You could see your car. You knew the driver's name. They knew your name. There was no confidentiality that was locked. Like, they don't have my cell phone.
Right.
There was a whole system they set up, the whole back office.
Okay.
It was brilliant.
Oh.
Got around the city of Chicago, no problem at all.
Well, since you're a fan of Uber, you might like this new service that's coming down the line. It's called Shuttle with D's, S-H-U-D-D-L-E. They've just raised $10 million, and it is essentially Uber for kids. And here's how it works. It's unlike an on-demand call like you made for Uber.
Right.
Oh, I need a cab. Let me do it right now. This is a pre-planned thing. So if you have parents, busy parents, maybe, you know, a two-working parent family who want to see their kids do after-school activities, or the kids have to go to soccer practice or ballet class or whatever. So long as these things are scheduled in advance, this is a ride sharing that handles these scheduled pickups for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Shuttle itself, you download it to participate. It's only $9 a month, and then you pay per ride. And you can prearrange to have your kid picked up every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday into infinity to be taken to ballet class and then picked up again.
Or even school,
whatever you have to do. Right. And if you schedule your child's ride early enough, at least 24 hours in advance, you get to see the driver's photo, their bio, their background information, so you can check them out. And then there's also a GPS in the car and a way to monitor it through the site, so you can monitor where your child is, when they've been picked up, and if they've been dropped off. And what Shuttle has done to put parents' mind at ease, because who are you going to, you know, you're letting your kid get in the car with a complete stranger.
Right, sure.
Right. Is they only hire drivers that have at least two references for some sort of caregiving experience. So they've been a nanny or a babysitter or
even
a teacher.
Or elder care even, probably.
Right. Something like that. They have at least two good references. And so far, all the Shuttle with the D drivers have been women.
Which gives people a little bit of a better feeling. For some reason, they feel a little bit safer with women. But I saw a piece on this on one of the TV news shows. And they're really an interesting group of women that are involved with this. They get very into the kids' lives. They become almost like a second nanny in a way. And they get, did you go to school the other day? How was your class? You know, they have a real repartee. And the kids are very, they just trust these people. Right. So there was a whole debate on, would you do this with your kid? Would you allow your child to go in a car with essentially a stranger?
I would.
How do you feel?
No, I think I would. I mean, people worry about putting their kids in a car alone. No one wants to get in a car with a random stranger, we thought, until Uber came along.
Mm.
And now it seems normal, right? And in a lot of ways, you do that anyway. You put your kid on a school bus. You don't know who that person is. Or a city bus. If you're in a city like where we are and the kids have to take a subway or a bus to school, or they're in a carpool and so-and-so's dad is running the carpool and you've never met so-and-so's dad, a lot, you do that almost anyway. So I think it'll be the norm. And as long as there's not any weird Shuttle incident to give them bad PR, it'll go.
Well, the parents that were interviewed on the piece that I saw felt a real sense of calm having their kids taken care of, monitored with the GPS. It's a very controlled environment. So maybe it'll work out very well. We'll see if it will expand beyond. It's in Washington, isn't it?
It starts in San Francisco, and it's going to expand east.
Okay, so there you go. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
And this is America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM owns bikes with both the carburetor and fuel injection gas delivery system. Which is less likely to break? What system is easier to fix? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Modern bikes come with a fuel pump to feed injectors via a computerized mapping module. Carbureted bikes require nothing more than a gravity feed to get the gas to the right size jets. Both fall victim to ethanol with rubber cracking and gummed up lines. Should the injected bike's tank fuel pump fail, there's no way to fix it along the highway. When a battery-deprived carbureted bike won't start, hit it rolling and pop the clutch. On an injected bike, hook up a charger or call for a tow. Injection? Vastly more complicated. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's a simple way to stand out from the crowd?
Communications expert Robin Hatcher says, dress to express. What's the one quality about you that you just love?
Express that quality with your style choices.
For example, out of 30 women at a networking event, she was one of only four wearing a color other than black. She wore a red sweater, which reflected both her passion and easygoing nature.
Now, guys, don't think this only applies to women. Donald Trump is a master marketer. His signature style? A colorful silk tie.
Build your personal brand by making your style choice clearly visible in your social media profiles.
Dress to express. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.